Today we pray for Lenwood. Lenwood also is not an urban city, but it is one of the cities that we were unable to cover in the past. So it is located in the Mojave Desert, 3 miles west of Barstow. Neighboring cities include Hinckley, northwest, Daggett and Yermo, east, Hellendale, and Apple Valley, south. It's about 4,000 people. The median age is only 27, so it's a young area. 1-to-1 male to female ratio, 45% are married, 67% have families with children under 18. 88% speak English, 12% speak Spanish, 29% are white, 58% Hispanic, 9% black, and less than 1% American Indian. The median income is $45,000 a year, and the median house is very low at $104,000. People in Lenwood drive alone to work, and the average commute time is 25 minutes. The average car, they have 3 per household. There were 10 veterans who served in Vietnam, 42% never married, 4% separated, 37% married, 7% widowed, and 10% divorced. High school or higher, 70%, bachelor's, 10%, graduate, less than 1%. There's a 15% unemployment. In the early 1900s, the automobile was used to grew in its use, and they had better roads were needed. So the National Old Trails, NOT, planned a road from LA to New York, and that became eventually Route 66. Well, Frank Woods and his wife Ellen subdivided a plot of land west of Barstow, which later became Lenwood. It wasn't very much, and they were working with the Arizona-California Land Company. There was an agreement between Barnard and the Woods to subdivide the land and reap some money. The intention, as proven later in court, was to cheat and defraud investors because they abandoned the scheme without building the promised improvements, defaulting on the building materials supplier and the bank. They lost their case. The town finally survived and eventually prospered, linked to Route 66. The name was a brainchild of Frank Woods, who adapted it from his wife's name, Ellen, and his surname, Woods, so Ellen Woods became Lenwood. In 1926, the NOT Highway became part of the US 66. But for many years, it was still, even though it was Route 66 now, it was still known as the National Old Trails Road. Lenwood found itself on a new highway after the war. Traffic grew, peaking in 1960. Lots and lots of travelers passed through Lenwood that year, but a safer road was needed, and I-15 and I-40 replaced both US 66 and 91 that hurt the motels and shops catering to Lenwood. So, Father, we pray for Lenwood. We pray for this history that was founded on deception, and we pray, God, that instead that there would be truth. There are only 2 churches that we could find, possibly 3, in the area. There are no Christian schools, and they deal with some high crime, and they also deal with extremely high poverty. So, Father, we lift this area up, and we ask, God, that you would reach into their area, and you would help more churches to arise, believers in neighboring cities, to see this area as a mission, creative community outreaches to help the high poverty rate and crime decrease, that Christian schools would start and reach the children, that intercessors would claim this area for the Lord and intercede until they see the change in the people, the city, and the area, that believers would have prayer groups and Bible studies in the city that would help them remain accountable and grow in the Lord, that people would freely testify of the things God has done in their lives, that there would be a revival and awakening and laborers to go into this harvest of souls. We pray, God, for the environment that is bad. The air quality is bad. It is the earthquakes that they experience are high, and they also experience dust storms that make road visibility very hard to see. We pray for San Bernardino County that oversees this small town, that they would make some good decisions in helping them. We pray for the areas that are there that draw some people, the radio auto camp, the Route 66 apartments, the old service station, the drive-in movie theater, and the Dunes Motel, that they would be used for your glory. We pray, God, that the people, there's only two schools that are there. We pray, God, that they would teach the students right things and not unhealthy things. We pray for the crime grade to go down. The overall is D minus. Their highest issues are vandalism, theft, drug crimes, and burglary. And so we pray those numbers go down. The poverty rate is 34.6, which is second or third highest in our county. And so, Father, we pray for the many people that are living in poverty to find ways that people would reach them, and finding ways to help them raise money, get better jobs, find some creative ways to be able to pay their bills and not succumb to addictions. We pray for recovery groups to rise up, and that people would help those that are dealing with drugs or financial woes or alcohol or whatever the problem is, God. We pray that they would rise up and help them, that we would see such a change in Lenwood that we would hear about it, because God, you moved in the lives of the people around it and in it. In Jesus' name.